flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. It's a Friday, baby, and the Friday vibes are for real. Let's do this. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Do you also owe Joe Espada an apology like this show does? Yeah, John Lopez, Reginald Adetula.
Hey, don't be speaking for me.
Oh, you're not going to. Oh, no. You're going to apologize.
Hey,
you will.
I forgot to apologize. That's right. I forgot about that wrinkle. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I was like, what are you talking about? The door's closed.
That was literally the first thing I thought when I saw the things begin churning yesterday in Astros land. Of course, nothing is official, but we got movement, which is nice because after, you know, weeks of being like, all right, we're in this place where let's get this thing to a certain place. We now figured. Now, things kind of started going. And again, YouTube is up for you. Sports Radio 610 there. Say what's up. We'll see you in there. And then, of course, the Twitch is available as well. 610 Houston there. But things started rolling when all of a sudden we started getting news that, hey, man, the idea of Ryan Presley, right, which seemed to be the next domino for the offseason for the Astros. Ryan Presley, he became a topic of conversation as the Astros and the Cubs seemed to be moving closer to something happening.
Yeah.
Now, we knew that he had not yet waived his no-trade clause, which, of course, is the holdup on everything. But his $14 million in salary, moving that was going to be very huge. And all of a sudden, yesterday, we see, ooh, there's talks. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, you can fix your outfield and be ready to go into this season.
Yeah.
And apparently, maybe that's not exactly what it's for.
Well, you can fix your outfield, maybe.
That is true. Well, I don't know. That's all something we need to
operative
talk about.
Word.
But yeah, okay. I'll bring this back to the thing that I started with, right? The idea of Joe Espada. This is Joe Espada. Earlier this week, in fact, was it this weekend, in fact, where,
it was earlier this week. It was like Monday.
Earlier this week. Yeah. He was stopped and asked about the possibility of Altuve returning.
Well, he has not signed with anyone, right? So we hear still, open. Our arms are still open. The door's still open. There's always a chance, right? But right now, we are still in conversations with not only him, but with other free agent players. So we'll see. We'll see.
And yeah, that was the way that we responded to it yesterday. The idea.
I say he was being political.
Yeah. I was like, what you want him to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, that was not a lie because we got Bob Nightingale, who, in fact, jumped on with
good
PC
stuff, too, by the way.
On Area 45 last night. Well, you'll hear some of that during this segment. But apparently, there's been a engagement. Thank you. Of conversation between the Astros and and Alex Bregman about maybe having him return, and that felt like that was way out of the door. You have a third baseman in Isak Paredes, right? That you got in the trade that sent Kyle Tucker to the Cubs. You got a first baseman in Christian Walker, at least for the short term that you paid for on a 3-year contract to be your first baseman. You don't have a lot of money available, at least up until the luxury tax, and then that seems to be the boundary that the Astros have kind of arbitrarily set for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell does this happen? Does that $14 million make it happen? But I just appreciate that there's been an abundance of people talking now, and reporters specifically speaking about this, that there is interest in returning. Lopez, are you willing to apologize to Joe Espada for, you know, not believing him?
Well, I will apologize for not believing him that this is happening. Because I believe it is. I believe Jose Altuve has made that offer. I believe Ryan Pressly, you know, trading him would clear some money, ostensibly for Alex Bregman. I believe that they are talking to Alex Bregman. What I don't believe is that it will actually happen.
Mm.
And let me explain that. We understand who the agent for Alex Bregman is, right?
Scott Boras, correct.
Scott Boras is brilliant, runs Major League Baseball, basically, and is really good at his job. And what he could be doing
historically,
here,
he's been really good at his job.
Yeah. What he could be doing here is still trying to get another year or a few more million dollars out of the Tigers, Mets, or who was the other one? The
Blue
Red
Jays.
Sox. Reds, I think the Blue Jays are out, but the Red Sox are still in it. And saying, and so let's say they're holding their ground. So he's probably saying, all right, we'll go back to the Astros then. And the Astros clearly are trying to figure out a way. I don't doubt that that's true what the Astros are doing. It's absolutely true. What I'm saying is, I think Scott Boras
is trying to extract more value.
He knows how to play team.
But here's the thing, right? And I don't think you're wrong, right? Having more
leverage.
People in a market creates leverage.
Yeah.
Here's the problem, though. You already had, in theory, a couple of teams that could be bidding against each other in the Red Sox and the Tigers.
Yeah, but they got to add that year or that millions of dollars.
Sure. And like maybe this is, but here's the thing, and this is where I will lean on Bob Nightingale. First and foremost, this is Nightingale 3 talking about the contract that they would be, you know, here with Bregman. It is the, according to Nightingale, it's the same contract.
And that contract is still on the table. And I don't think the Astros are going to budge from it. And we'll see. You can get more per year by somebody else. Could somebody else give him more in 6 years? I'm not sure about that, or he probably would have already signed it. So I think Alex would like to come back, and I think they'd really like to have him back. So certainly, you know, they reengaged a couple of days ago, you know, maybe it was yesterday, and said, hey, don't give up on this. Let it, you know, almost like let us know if you're about to sign somewhere.
So that is Bob Nightingale, who is a longtime insider in baseball, telling you that the Astros probably aren't budging, and it's probably it's the same contract offer that's there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you're talking about negotiation and, hey, we're going to use this against these other teams, that's been on the table.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's been there. I don't know that this creates new leverage there. This feels like this is really a thing that can happen in him returning, and I don't think can you give me Nightingale 4 here? Because this was a good follow-up question by PC, real capital J journalism here. Is this Astros contract that we're talking about, is this the best offer per year?
Per year. I don't think anybody's topping 6 years or giving them 6 years. Now, is somebody giving him more than, was it 26 a year? Probably. I would think somebody would be in the $30 million range, right around high 20s or 30. So, it depends. Hey, you want a longer contract or you want, more money per year?
See, that's what I'm saying. That's my thing. It's like, they might get him. They might be able to keep him. But I also feel like there is always a reason behind what Scott Boras allows out in the media. Keep in mind, these weren't just casual beat writers. These were the national guys that were saying this.
I think Chandler Rome was on it as well.
Well, Chandler Rome, as well. But, I mean, the national guys got it, and that's not an accident. That's not an accident that happens. And so I'm not skeptical at all of the possibility. I'm hopeful for the possibility, but I see Scott Boras working.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
And here's the thing, right? I feel you, this Bregman heading into his age 31 season. This is the time where you want to hit for your lick, so to say. Like, this is when you want to get that big deal. And so the idea of, like, this not maybe not being the best per year, but probably the most years, I think that matters in this, right? Because, okay, if you get fewer years with a higher average, a higher per year, like, do you then come back around and are you going to be able to come back to the table and extract more money your next time negotiating? I think that that is a dicey proposition. So the idea of getting that 6 years for a solid amount per year is probably more appealing now that you've gone out in the market and seen that, hey, that big 7-8 year for, you know, however many million dollars is actually not there in the same way that you thought. And now this Astros deal becomes more appealing. Now, I think
that absolutely could happen.
So I right now, I look into the camera. Joe Espada. I laughed at you saying that this was open, that you were engaged in, that that was always a possibility. I said that, hey, man, you was probably just being political. I apologize for that. Now, let's fully lean into the idea, right, that he could jump in and get into, you know, return to the Astros. Where the hell does he play? Was immediately the question that was asked. And the answer that we got was kind of wild. People started talking about the idea of a position switch, right? And this is where I will return to Bob Nightingale, because it seems like the move would be Bregman stays at third. That you would take Isak Paredes, who has played. In fact, you know what? Let's go to this. Nightingale 7 here. I'll let Bob Nightingale tell you. How are we making this all fit?
Well, Paredes has played a number of games at second base. I want to say over 50 games at second base in his career. So the easy thing would be move Paredes to second base, move Jose Altuve to left field. Someone's got to play left field. Then you can mix and match, too. Like, okay, yeah, maybe Paredes there sometimes, Altuve there other times. You know, that sort of thing, you know, where they can kind of bounce around. But it makes no sense to move Bregman out of the third base position because he's a Gold Glover.
I mean, that's a lot.
Woo!
I want to see
what are we doing?
That is a lot.
Your new left field, your primary left fielder, Jose Altuve,
climbing that wall, baby.
And see that's the reason why I thought Bregman, it was no chance,
because it didn't seem like there was a place to play. You brought in somebody to play that situation. Somebody said Pena left field. Jeremy Pena can't play left field.
He's a Gold Glover too, though.
He's a Gold Glover at shortstop. And if you don't have him at shortstop, who do you have at shortstop?
Let's be very clear about this. Pena is not going anywhere from shortstop, ever.
Nah, he's solid. That's his spot right there.
So scratch that. Scratch that idea. It would have to be Altuve, and then you have to start asking yourself, like, they made the moves as if Bregman was not going to be here.
Correct.
And then Jose Altuve, who obviously, if anybody in that organization has the power to sort of play GM, it is him.
And he's been on the record about how much. In fact, can you give me Jose Altuve 7 here? This was him at the end of the season talking about Alex Bregman.
After I said everything that I said about him and the kind of player and person he is, would be, like I said, heartbroken. And I'm, you know, just putting on my mind that I'm going to play with him next year. I told him as soon as the game was over that he's coming back, and, you know, now it's time to make it happen.
Man. Told him that he is coming back. He also went as far in that same interview as saying Bregman should never play with another team. And apparently that man is putting his money where his mouth is, because he's talking about, like, willingly. In fact, Nightingale said this, that Altuve was the one who volunteered to go and play left field. And that's all fine and good. Do we feel good about him playing left field? Because that is an Altuve that has already had a decrease at playing second base. Does he have the arm out there? Like, I was looking at Baseball Savant, which is my cheat sheet when it comes to baseball. You get into some of these, you know, these metrics and stuff that evaluate these players. When it comes to fielding arm strength, Jose Altuve, when it comes to percentiles in the league, is in the 7th percentile of the league for arm strength, right? And I understand playing half of your games at now Daikin Park, formerly Minor May Park. That left field is smaller, right? So you're not ranging nearly as much. But when you talk about range, which, you know, he's in the third percentile there as well. Like, this is dicey for having him at left field, but I appreciate that Jose Altuve wants this so much that he's like, I'll go do something that I'm probably not very well equipped to handle and just probably not going to feel all that comfortable in, just to make sure that Bregman remains.
He's
going to
be 35 years old next season.
That's right.
35, playing a position that he's never played before, that we know of anyway in the major leagues. And with the arm strength, maybe a little, now it is a smaller home left field.
Correct.
It is, it, you know, so there he has that going for him. No, the answer is no.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the stroke to make this happen.
Hey, yo.
Clearly.
Hey, yo.
Clearly, he's got the stroke to make this happen.
The bats are not the problem. No. I love the bats with this situation.
No, I meant the power to make this sort of all the dominoes fall in
place. Thought you were like, yeah. I was like, yeah. No. Now you add Alex Bregman back with Isak Paredes, with Christian Wilde. I was like, yeah, the lineup is going to be disgusting.
That's a given. I'm talking about the power to make this happen. But, you know, you are a general manager. You are an owner. And are you just getting too sentimental here? You know, what is it?
Maybe, but also when you talk about like outfield, let's say that you're trying to fix the outfield. This is a way to like have some people in the outfield and like have some, like, especially with the bats, right? Because defense is something that you felt okay with, like Jake Meyers playing defense, although, you know, you want to make sure that that stays at a level, right? You feel like you have to. The problem is bats in the outfield, right? And this would get you a bat in the outfield. It'd be a real weird way to do it, but it would get you bats in the outfield, especially when you look at, hey, another one of the baseball news items that happened yesterday is that a dude that we were just talking about with Adam Spillane on Wednesday as a possibility, Jurickson Profar signed with the Braves.
Yeah.
Like, we are nearing, fast approaching, in fact, spring training. And I don't know how many really good options you were going to have in the outfield. Not saying that that is the reason why any of this is possibly coming to fruition. You just look up and you go, okay, this might answer some questions. Yeah. Maybe not in the most straightforward ways, but in a way that would be a level of answer. And so I kind of like it. Like, it's just crazy enough to work. Like, that's where I am with
is
this
it?
One.
Yeah,
it is crazy enough to work. I'm not feeling it, him being out there. Man, I'd rather put Jordan out there and have him DH, Altuve DH.
Or mix it up, you know, something along those lines.
I don't want Altuve out there full time, man.
I mean, Jordan does have a better arm as at this moment.
Hey, you might as well make him a full-time left fielder.
But that's the thing.
Point,
is like,
he's injury prone.
That's the injury factor makes that so that, like, I hear you if we were just talking about in a vacuum. The injury factor makes me go, ooh, I don't know if I, like, that was the whole idea is you want to get him away from having to play left field and he could just focus on that bat and being the baddest man in a box for whoever comes into Daikin Park or, I mean, even when you go on the road. Right, like being that guy, but yeah, man, this is all super intriguing, and I mean, there's more to even get into here. But can we just stop and say I appreciate the idea that maybe you don't actually have to say bye to Alex Bregman.
It's there.
Like that part about it would make me happy.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a possibility, but I'll go back to I don't think it's a probability. I still don't. Little mini confession there.
Call me a sucker. I don't care.
Yeah.
We ride again. Welcome back, Greggy. Let's do it.
Hey, that salsa staying in town.
Let's go. HEB, keep that stocked, baby. There you go.
That's right.
I apologize to Joe Espada for thinking that he was just talking out of his you know what, saying that Bregman could be back. Baby, we're back.
Yeah.
We are so very back. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 on a Friday. Hope you're having a good one. Although someone did ask on the YouTube, I want to mention this. They said, if you bring back Bregman, then what was the point of trading Kyle Tucker? You were not going to sign Kyle Tucker back and you needed to extract value. That was the point of trading Kyle Tucker. Like, now you might ask, what was the point of trading for those very particular dudes? But that's the thing about Isak Paredes. He'd be playing everywhere. Right? Like, he has these, like, Nightingale said, like 50 games in his career playing at second base. First base was always an option. It was one of the things we were talking about. That was the value. Plus, you know, he could really juice his home runs with that short left field porch, you know? So that was still the idea of that. As you can tell, I'm kind of hyped at the idea. Don't harsh my vibe, Lopez.
I'm not harshing it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. In the loop, coming up next, longtime Texans executive Greg Grissom. They mutually parted ways, him and the team. What might that mean? Let's talk about that next.